Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
So if you caught my video, you know I do that daily video series with Americans for Prosperity over there at Rumble, rumble.com/TonyKatz. Find everything, tonykatz.locals.com. I'm Tony Katz, Tony Katz Today. Well, no, that's the midday show. This is Tony Katz of the Morning News. There's a lot going on, and I get it quite confused. Davos is where they hold the World Economic Forum. And over there at the World Economic Forum, they have given up the ghost in trying to hide their agenda, their beliefs, their theories, their ideas. What they believe is that they know best and you should be thankful. Live the way they tell you to live. Do the things they tell you to do. And you should be thankful. Remember, these are the people who put out the theory, you will own nothing and be happy. Or was it happier? In either case, they don't believe in capitalism at all. They don't believe in capitalism in any way, shape, or form. Klaus Schwab is the guy who put this organization together back in the 70s. Klaus Schwab looks like a Bond villain. And Klaus Schwab is explaining to you the changes necessary to capitalism.
In the short term, provides certain advantages because you can mobilize in a concentrated way a lot of resources to reach a specific objective. But I believe that the future is not state capitalism or shareholder capitalism. The future is what I call stakeholder capitalism, which is combined with a social responsibility.
Stakeholder capitalism. Well, anytime you have a descriptor of capitalism, state capitalism or state-run capitalism or shareholder capitalism, stakeholder capitalism, you're not talking about capitalism. That's not what you're discussing. You're discussing a bastardization of the concept. The concept which has brought more people out of poverty than anything else. And Klaus Schwab is very angry about this, considering he considers himself the elites who would be at the very top. The people who believe in equity never explain to you that to get there, they have to push everybody else down. Otherwise, how could everything be equal? Part of living in a free society is recognizing that sometimes people have certain advantages. Sometimes they have certain disadvantages. Sometimes they're economic. Sometimes it's their height. It's their weight. It's the use of an arm. It's a skill set, whether with the mind or the body. It's the natural lottery, people, and nothing's going to change that. But all of these people look at Harrison Bergeron and see it as an instruction manual as opposed to a warning from Kurt Vonnegut. You have to read Harrison Bergeron. If not, watch the short film, and it will frighten you to your core. That's where these people are. But so we understand each other on this idea of stakeholder capitalism. There is no more horrific term than the stakeholder. What about the stakeholders? Stakeholder is another way of discussing communism. Let me tell you how we get to this place. If I start a business, I put my dollars in, my time in, my sweat equity in, my resources in. I'm the one who makes the decisions about that business. Stakeholder capitalism somehow decides that other people who have actually no stake in the business get a say, because the theory is, well, they're members of the community, so they have a stake in its success and how it's run. But they put no effort in. They put no work in. They put no thought in. They gave no sacrifice. Why should they have a say? They should have no say. Stakeholder capitalism is to take the business away from the person who created it. That's not capitalism, now is it? These people are dangerous. Flat out dangerous. And when they're not being dangerous, they're like Al Gore and just losing their minds.
Of the land and creating the droughts and melting the ice and raising the sea level and causing these waves of climate refugees predicted to reach 1 billion in this century. Look at the xenophobia and political authoritarian trends that have come from just a few million refugees. What about 1 billion? We would lose our capacity for self-governance on this world. We have to act. So in answer to your question, I would say, we have to have a sense of urgency much greater than we have yet had, and we need have had, and we need to make some changes.
The last gasp of a dying man. Politically, of course. Al Gore, former Vice President of the United States, who has been talking about climate ending the world for, well, how long has he been out of office? Gave us the lie of a movie, An Inconvenient Truth. Using the now debunked and well debunked Michael Mann hockey stick. Screaming and yelling at the World Economic Forum, please look at me. I'm important too. Pathetic. And still wants to scare you on climate change and global warming, yet all the news this past week is about how things, the ice isn't melting and the temperatures are going down. But I guess for them, that's climate change too. So either way, they win. Now you have to worry about 1 billion climate refugees. Oh, and you're a xenophobe for wanting to actually have a border, which is what he's saying. You're a xenophobe for wanting a border. Told you these people are dangerous.